Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Let's talk about your closet. Let's talk about that collection of suits and ties that you have. Do you have skinny ties? Do you have wide ties? I'm sure that you have a collection of ties in your closet because the styles have changed. Or maybe you have suits in your closet you've had for several years. They were expensive. And maybe they have the very wide lapels or the very narrow lapels. But you want to look absolutely your best when you go to your meeting and to your prospect. You want to make sure that you look stylish. So you look at these things and you go, you know, these suits and ties are just out of style. I just need to go down and I need to get refitted. I need to get myself some new suits. I need to absolutely look good. I need to look like I am just current and with it when I show up at the meeting. Well, we can understand that, can't we, without any problem whatsoever. That's easy to understand. But many times we don't think about our business and we don't think about how our business and some of the things that we're doing needs to be updated. We need to absolutely take time to reevaluate our business. We need to take time to reevaluate our marketing materials, our market, our product lines. We need to look at those evaluations of our people. Hopefully we're doing yearly evaluations, if not six-month evaluations, to see how we can make everything better. If we don't evaluate what we're doing and we're just showing up every single day, well, it's just going to be like the skinny ties. Competition is going to just absolutely take our business. So you've got to be a business person. You can't just show up and be so busy every single day that you don't have time to think about business. That's what happens to most entrepreneurial, family-owned type businesses. They're just swamped with work. They're just trying to do everything. You know, I'm always talking to business people about if your business is large enough, do you have an assistant? Do you have someone that you can delegate to give you do all those things that could be done during the day so you could focus on the important things? What are the important things? Your strategy, your business plan, your sales, writing with your salespeople, getting an overview of your business. If you can't do those things, you've got to think about how can I do them. So, Howard, I don't need an assistant. I don't want an assistant. I don't have time for an assistant. Okay, then schedule yourself every single week for a period of time, an hour or two, to sit down and evaluate your business. Schedule your time for once a month to spend a half a day rethinking your business, thinking it through from top to bottom. If you do that, then you're going to get the success you want. Now, I've pointed this out, and let me point it out again. When I ask people why they went into business, they'll tell me many reasons. I wanted to prove myself. I could do it better. I saw an opportunity. Those are all motivations. And they're important motivations, but the reason that you are in business is to make a profit. And everything that you do is to drive that profit, and not only to drive the profit, but to drive continually making a profit over and over again. So we're creating a business. We're not creating a one-time sale. And to do that, we need to constantly be reevaluating our business. And when we're reevaluating our business, the one thing that we want to reevaluate is our performance as the leader of the company. How can we improve our performance? How can we communicate better? How can we understand better what we need to do? How many key customers have we talked to? Have we sat down and really talked to our sales force? Do we talk to them continually? Do we talk to the person in customer service? Do we take three of our very best clients and take them to lunch? Do we really understand what's going on? So please, always, make sure that you are reevaluating your business for profit and success. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.